Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. If you like this podcast, folks, and again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. And if you're just tuning in for the first time, folks, then welcome. God bless you and welcome. We're a podcast that focuses on end time world news, and we focus on the happenings and current and world events that's going on around the world, and also leading up to the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Also, we cover local news as well, local news being news here in the United States. All the craziness and insanity that's going on right now. We cover about everything from a different perspective, a Christian perspective. So I hope you join us. Today's news comes from, that's naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com. It's very interesting, folks. I am going to cover this. This might be a little different than normal. The title reads, "The Free State of Florida Moves to Ban, B-A-N, the Tracking of Firearms Ammo Purchases Because It's No One's Business." So this will be a kind of a short podcast today, but very interesting. The good state of Florida that I just came from and currently residing in the state of Michigan is ran by Governor Ron DeSantis. Governor DeSantis is a very good guy. He's a great governor. I'm not just saying that because I lived down in Florida for close to 19 years. I'm saying that because I mean that. Governor DeSantis is a good man. He doesn't take any garbage or crap. He does what he needs to do to take care of the people from Florida. That's the most important thing there. He doesn't put up with the establishment, at least what I'm seeing so far. He's a good man. He believes in God and Jesus Christ. He does go to church. I happen to know that. His convictions are very strong. So a lot of his decision-making is based on morals that he has. So again, today's podcast comes from naturalnews.com, and again, it's titled, the headline, "Free State of Florida Moves to Ban Tracking of Firearms Ammo Purchases Because It's No One's Business." There you go. So let's get into this article here in today's news, folks, and open your minds and open your hearts, and here we go. Let's just jump in here. Officials in the Free State of Florida are moving to bar the tracking of gun and ammunition purchases because they say such information isn't relevant to anything except to provide the government at some point, which is unnecessarily and none of Uncle Sam's business. Well, there you go. That's how it is in the Constitution, folks. With respect to God and everything else, you know, that's exactly how it's written up in the Constitution. The world would block state financial institutions from implementing firearms and ammunition sales and tracking codes, with officials arguing that doing so amounts to an unconstitutional infringement upon the Second Amendment, which is true. The three state officials, who all are unsurprisingly Republicans, touted Florida Firearms and Ammo Act, the first in the country policy proposed to ban tracking of sales and guns through the ammo merchant category codes. The proposal, introduced by Florida Commissioner of Agriculture, and his name is Wilton Simpson, along with the state Senator Danny Burgess and State Representative John Snyder, who argued that the codes would create something of a gun ammunition registry for Florida residents. And again, the Epoch Times reported that this week also as well. We are blessed to live in the state of Florida, where the Second Amendment rights are valued and protected. But Democrats, and I repeat, Democrats in Washington, D.C., continue to chip away at these rights, and we must stay vigilant, Simpson said, the former state Senate president, who was sworn in recently as the state's agricultural commissioner, noted in a statement. The outlet reported further, gun control advocates and Democratic lawmakers pushed International Organization for Standardization, or known as an ISO, recently to adopt merchant category codes that can be used to identify retail sales of firearms and ammunition when made by a credit card. The coalition of national gun control groups, including Guns Down America, Giffords, Brady, and the New Yorkers Against Gun Violence, issued a joint statement applauding the new tracking codes. The ISO approved the creation in September of 2022. And of course, folks, they are coming for your guns, and it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And so you have to understand, folks, that that they will get your guns. I'm not trying to sound like an alarmist. I'm a gun owner myself. I'm a Christian first and foremost, but I am a gun owner myself. And I don't have a family anymore, but I would protect my family under any and all circumstances, no matter what. And if that meant somebody is trying to hurt it, when I was married, if somebody's trying to hurt my wife or my stepdaughter or something like that, if it meant using a weapon to prevent that, and somebody got shot and got killed, then I would ask God for forgiveness afterwards. And somebody would say, well, you're not very Christian, Eric, you're not this. I'd say, well, judge not, lest ye be judged. I'm going to protect, like any normal man, protect my family, my friends, kids, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you have to have some type of stance, and I'd ask God for forgiveness if I had to take a life. But again, if that's your family, you have a solemn duty as a man to protect your family and children and so on and so forth, and friends and relatives and moms and dads as well. At the same time, major credit card companies agreed to implement these codes. These are the codes now identifying the types of guns, purchases, ammos that these organizations and groups pushed for that they now have come out with. With liberty-stealing authorization or authoritarianism, Democrats in Congress are praising the decision in a letter to the American Express, MasterCard, and Visa. This sensible decision, which also reflects commitment to prevent gun violence and unnecessary loss of life, reads October 2022 in a letter signed by 118 Democrats in total, without a single Republican signing. In Florida, 23 other state attorney generals have contacted the credit card companies and asked them not to track guns and ammo purchases. First, to track and monitor sales of guns in stores would only result in vague and misleading information. The categorization would not recognize the difference. Example, between the purchase of a gun safe and a firearm. They noted in a letter the companies in September. The codes also would not accurately capture gun sales at some department stores, which would result in arbitrarily desperate treatment and targeting sellers and buyers at gun stores. More importantly, purposefully tracking this information can only result in its misuse, and either unintentional or deliberate, the attorneys general wrote. And it's crazy. The Second Amendment, folks, is a fundamental right, but also a fundamental American value. Other financial institutions should not stop lending their market power to those who attack that value. They wrote, they're adding they're adding, they are prepared to go to the court if need be, but to protect our citizens and consumers from unlawful attempts to undermine their constitutional rights. And that is from the Epoch Times as well, chiming in. So folks, bottom line on gun rights, at least my personal opinion, keep your hands off our guns. God comes first of all things, but keep your hands off our guns. The Constitution was wrote in a way, basically to, protect the rights of all citizens here in the United States, protect the people. And it does say in the Constitution sometimes when that does happen that you that you have the right to take up and bear arms, but sometimes it happens to say in the Constitution as well, when the government gets too big or out of control, you have to overthrow the government. And in this day and age, I got to watch what I say. I don't mean violently. You have to vote them out of office. But back in the old day, back in the 1700s, 1600s, et cetera, and 1800s, you know exactly what I'm saying. Government gets too big, they got to go. It's just that simple, folks. Nowadays, you have to do everything politically correct. So you have to, i.e., vote these people out of office, which does take a while because the system is rigged. But I just want you to know that, folks, that's where we are. Florida, as always, and I miss Florida terribly. Hopefully one day I can return down there permanently. If I can, get, my rear in gear and get a solid plan, and people, would keep their word this time around, then maybe I will settle back down there. But I love Florida, and I'm home here in Michigan, and I just have to make the best of it. This Democratic ran state here by the governor and Gretchen Whitmer, and it's very, very tough. The state's in chaos. The infrastructure, just, I'll be honest, it's the pits here. It really sucks, to be honest. The roads are no good. You go down the state of Florida, it's night and day. And somebody would say, well, how can you compare to a state that has billions in assets compared to a state that's billions in debt? I would say, well, exactly. Again, that depends on the people that are electing these officials that are running the state. And if the officials don't do the job, they need to be fired and out they go. It's just that simple. Down in Florida, they're paid to produce, and they produce very well. Up here in the state of Michigan, they're not paid to do anything but sit around and waste taxpayer dollars. The roads and infrastructures and everything, and excuse me, businesses are going out of business here as fast as the eye can see. Mom and pop businesses are collapsing. Excuse me, and this is how it is. And here in Michigan, unfortunately, it's just an everyday thing. They don't seem to care if they go out of business or not here. It's just an everyday thing. It's like, yeah, who cares as long as I have my job? Well, I can tell you right now, it won't last. People's jobs will not last up here because the way the government is running the show. Florida is very sustainable, could probably break off and be their own country. Michigan wouldn't survive 5 minutes, unfortunately. And I mean that. I was born and raised here my whole entire life. I was here for 36 years, went to Florida for 19. Now I'm back, at least temporarily. And so this is how I see the comparison, you know, a state that's ran very good compared to a state that's not ran good at all. So like, share, subscribe. Excuse me. If you like the podcast, and again, your donations, folks, are welcome and greatly appreciated. And God bless you for tuning in, and thank you very much. I'm Eric, and this is End Time World. Excuse me. This is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast. And again, folks, I love you. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you and your family. I'm out of here until next time. See ya. Goodbye.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.